judge who makes life-altering decisions for families. We begin tonight with a judge who makes life-altering decisions for families and those with disabilities, now accused of making racist comments and using shocking, derogatory language. Thank you for joining us for 7 News Detroit at 6. I'm Mike Duffy. 7 investigator Heather Cataldo joins us now with more about why an Oakland County probate judge has been removed from her docket. Heather?
Mike, a high-ranking probate court official says he's been recording Judge Kathleen Ryan's statements for years. Even though probate court administrator Edward Hutton says he's been harassed by Judge Ryan, he says he does not want this to be about him. Hutton says he's coming forward now because he wants to protect the people who have to face Judge Ryan in the courtroom.
The Honorable Kathleen A. Ryan presiding.
Good morning. You may be seated.
After more than 13 years on the bench, Oakland County Chief Probate Pro Tem Judge Kathleen Ryan is out of her courtroom. Chief Probate Judge Linda Hallmark removed Judge Ryan from her docket last week, announcing that a complaint about internal allegations of unprofessional conduct was sent to the Judicial Tenure Commission. Judge Ryan was arrested in 2021 for domestic violence, but those charges were later dismissed. And now she's back in the headlines.
Well, if you're black from any other country, you're doing way better. If you're an American black person, then you're a lazy piece of.
The 7 investigators have obtained the recordings that county officials say prompted Judge Ryan's removal.
I have no use for him.
She's made it a living hell in the past 6 years. I mean, it's been terrible. It's cost me relationships. I think it's affected my health. Can't sleep.
This is a lot. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we're talking about a judge, a probate judge, who's calling herself the new racist. She is actually kicked off of her bench. And we're going to go into it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is for one word and one word only, probate. This is a very key word when we're talking about finances, and I really want y'all to understand what this is, but I want to continue on with the story so you get a full understanding of what's going on and why this is dangerous, not only for you, but many protected groups or minorities in this country. And this is not necessarily a racist thing as much as it's going to be a financial thing. And I want to point that out. I want to make the differences here. So stick with me because if you think this doesn't apply to you, I'm telling you, it does.
Attorney Edward Hutton is the Oakland County Probate Court Administrator. He's in charge of running everything that's not under the judge's purview inside one of the state's largest probate courts. Hutton alleges Judge Ryan has been calling him both during work and after hours for years. And Hutton says during those hours and hours of calls, Judge Ryan said highly inappropriate things.
Why did you start recording the calls?
I just felt like it wasn't going to change. Nothing's manipulated in it. It's conversations that I was a part of, and I'm absolutely willing to testify to the authenticity of every single one of them.
I can honestly say that. Okay, I'm not systemically racist. I'm a new racist. I never was, but now I am because you're shoving the down my throat and making allegations that you don't know about. You're telling me who I am, and you've never met me. You.
Hutton says the judge also used homophobic slurs about other elected officials. And that's not all.
A lot of times they were conversations about sexual encounters that she's having with various individuals. I mean, in intimate detail.
Hutton says for years he felt like he had to play along. And he says for years he was afraid to speak up.
I didn't want to lose my job and I didn't want to be in her crosshairs. It's such a David and Goliath situation. I don't have the power. I'm not elected. I could get fired tomorrow.
That's a very great point. He's talking about power here. We're talking about the power structure that be. This judge is a woman and this lawyer is a man. If you can't see us on our YouTube channel, if you're not subscribed, make sure you go over there to see the video versions of some of these podcasts. But I think it's just very, one, it's inappropriate. It shouldn't be happening. But I think this really speaks to that power structure that we tend to kind of sweep under the rug. Like, oh, power has nothing to do with it. This person is just a slime ball. But I mean, when you're talking about being able to influence someone's livelihood, you know, the way that they survive, the way that they make money, their career that they spent 10, 20, 30 years, you know, studying for and training for and investing in, that's a very scary place to be. We're going to play a little bit more video, just a little bit, just in case you're lost. Don't worry. We're going to do a quick little analysis of what was going on and dig a little deeper of why it's so dangerous that this specific judge, this probate judge, is over so many people in this Oakland County. So pay attention.
May 24th, Hutton says he sent Chief Judge Linda Hallmark a notice of sexual harassment.
For 3 months, nothing happened.
That's why on August 22nd, Hutton says he decided to send the recordings to the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court, Oakland County Executive David Coulter, and other public officials. And he also contacted me.
I just want to make it right. I haven't filed a lawsuit. I'm not looking for a payday. I want to keep my job and do it in peace. And I want the people in Oakland County that come to court to get a fair shake, to have their day in court, to have an unbiased trier of fact.
In that email, Hutton said Judge Ryan, quote, has vocalized her hate and contempt for various protected groups. Once the recordings were shared with those state and county officials, Judge Ryan was removed from her docket. In a statement, County Executive Coulter said, quote, there is absolutely no place for harassment of any kind or for racist or homophobic language by anyone at Oakland County, especially by someone the public must be confident will act fairly and impartially.
Yeah, we make these appointments. We elect these judges to look over the community, to protect the community. And when they have so much hatred for it, that's sad. That's very sad. And I don't know what triggered this. She said that she never was, but somebody was shoving it down her throat. So I don't know what was going on behind the scenes to call this type of reaction. You know, I don't always just talk about the action itself, because sometimes it's not just the action, it's a reaction. So what was the initial action that caused her to lash out, to verbally abuse people? There has to be something underneath that is driving that anger and that frustration, and that she feels so comfortable talking about things that are inappropriate to the people who are under her. And I'm really glad that this lawyer pointed out that that is actually sexual harassment as well. Even if you're talking about your sexual exploits in front of people and not directly, or, you know, you're not, you know, trying to be attracted to them, just speaking around them inappropriately, that is wrong. And I'm glad that he brought that up and says, listen, it's not no advances toward me, but you explaining what you did last night with someone else, that can really play with my emotions. And maybe I'm not ready for that. Like I said, I'm a Christian that doesn't want to hear that type of stuff, and you're forcing it down my throat and you're causing me to react now. But yeah, one more clip and we're going to go into what a probate court judge does and why this affects you and why this is so important and why this is actually so dangerous.
The alleged conduct and abhorrent comments made by Judge Ryan merited her removal from the probate court docket pending further investigation.
Is Judge Ryan fit to be on the bench?
Absolutely not. Nobody with that much hate in their heart for certain people or certain groups of people, I don't believe that they could possibly make fair, unbiased decisions regarding them.
And I'm going to go over an article right now from our good people at Trust and Will. They're actually the people that I use to establish estate plans for clients. This is who I refer them to. It's very simple. You can go onto the website. You can answer a few questions. And no matter what state that you're in, they have the legal representation to make sure that you have a great will. We talk about the four pillars of a financial plan: debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. This is where you can help your family by establishing an estate plan. But I want to get into the article. How does a probate judge work? So we're going to go down here to actually what is a probate judge. And it says a probate judge is a legal professional who oversees the entire administration of deceased individuals, meaning when you die, this is the court or this is the person that your family is going to have to see to try to settle your estate. Now you're thinking, okay, well, if I'm dead and I have assets, what can this judge really do to really mess up my family or anything else like that? Well, This is what they can do, which is grant administrative powers to the executor of the will, appointing an administrator to the deceased estate if you don't have a will, provide oversight on executor's duties and actions, ensure that estate inventory is accounted for, enforce that debt must be paid, examine any evidence submitted on suspicion of elder abuse or estate fraud, and it goes on and on. Now, once again, why is this important? Because of one word, intestate. Now, intestate means that you die without a will. Now, if you don't have a will, it's on the courts to figure out who's going to be your executor. Where are all your accounts? Who's going to execute all this stuff? And if you have a judge who's biased, who may be a little R-word, a little racist, right? She may not look into your estate to find all the assets that you're entitled to. It may be a problem about who she actually appoints. Maybe she appoints a person who is not as competent. Maybe she decides that, oh, you have a family member who is not of the same race as you. I'm going to appoint them because I don't want you to take over the estate. I'm going to find a near relative, or I'm going to find someone else, or I'm going to make sure it looks like you're not capable of executing this will. That is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. So it's like, okay, this is a problem. How do we solve this? Easy. We make sure that we have a will, and we make sure that we have an estate plan. Estate plan. We need to have those things. So when we go to probate court, we can make sure all of our ducks are in order. So no matter who is the judge, you will get a fair shake. Also, making sure that we title our accounts appropriately so things can bypass probate. For example, your individual retirement account, your IRA, that large amount that you rolled over from your 401k, you don't have to go to probate court for that. And for many of you, a majority of your money is tied up in your IRA. You could take your IRA, you can add your beneficiaries, you can add your contingent beneficiaries, just in case something happens to your original. This bypasses probate, they get their money, and you can let everything else kind of fall where it may in that court system. So this way you get money fast, and you don't have to delay waiting for a judge who could be, once again, pretty rude, delaying the courts, delaying your appointments, canceling your court appearances. It could be all kind of nasty things that this judge can actually do to make your life and your family's life a living nightmare. So like I said, I do want to applaud this man for coming out, being a whistleblower, and putting her in her place, because I mean, this is just nasty work. I cannot believe that she is willing to do and say those things. We have to have better work environments. It's not the whole steel mill. People aren't getting their arms chopped off and their hands chopped off. Well, I'm sure that they probably do. But this is more of a mental toxic environment now. They are emotionally and spiritually and mentally destroying you from the inside out. And it just has to stop. If you want to protect your family from judges like this, you have to get your will and you have to get your estate plan in order. You don't have to be 50, 60, 70 to do it. You could do it at 30, 35. And every year, make sure you're updating it. Or if there's a life change, if you have a birth, or if you get married, or if you get a divorce, make sure you're updating your estate plan so you're not wasting your time in these courts with people who do not care about you as a person. Now, I don't know all the different groups, but I'm sure it's everybody, but who wasn't her? Right? That was the problem. But as I said before, I want you to know this stuff. Remember I tell you before, get your team, get your fabulous five. You get your financial advisor. Hopefully that's me. Then you get your accountant, you get your lawyer, you get your power of attorney. That's an individual. It says power of attorney. It doesn't have to be a lawyer. It could be a family friend. It could be a family member, somebody that you trust, and then get your executor. So you have someone to take care of your stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, your money aspects. You have your accountant to take care of your taxes. You have your lawyer for the legalities. Then you have your power of attorney to help you sign documents. And then you have your executor to execute the will when they do go in front of the courts. Okay, but you're going to give them the instructions instead of the judge. You don't want people like the judge giving your family instructions about how to manage your money. Don't trust them, trust yourself. But if you're not subscribed to the podcast, you love stuff like this, make sure that you tune in, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment. If you want to do something, you could do that for me. And once again, if you're new to this, you can also get our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide to retirement savings. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and once again, wealth transfers. We talk about power of attorneys and executors in that ebook. So go download that. It's free of charge. go into the link. It's going to be in the description. And if you need help establishing your financial plan, you can always schedule a consultation with me, Mr. A.B. Ridgeway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, and I'm here to help you and save you from people like this. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.